When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 380. One question you should ask everyone you meet, by Bernadette Logue with markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Merry Christmas and welcome to OLD, the podcast where I get permission from authors of some of the best blogs on the planet and then read them to you, all for free. That's pretty much all I do here every single day, including major holidays like this one. Many of you are off, relaxing, possibly opening presents. I hope you're having a great weekend no matter what you're doing, and I'm here to help you optimize your life through the holidays. And today's an interesting one. I went back and forth on finding a Christmas article or something special to do for this episode, but I stumbled on this guest post on Mark and Angel, and I thought it was really unique. It has nothing to do with Christmas and the holidays, but something about it stuck with me. And it asks you to share your story, which I will start, but I'd like to hear yours too. I'll tell you how you can share yours with friends of OLD at the end of the episode. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. One question you should ask everyone you meet, by Bernadette Logue with markandangel.com. Quote, "It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing." The Invitation of Uriah. I want to know what your story is. 7 billion stories in the world. I don't care what you do or what you own. I just want to know who you are. I want to know your uniqueness, the experiences you've had and the learnings you've gained. I want to know your story. What is your story? Everyone has one. No two stories are the same. There are over 7 billion people in this world and none are like you. You are unique. Your entire life journey, including your upbringing, challenges, your hard-learned lessons, your experiences, achievements, and gifts, are all a series of footprints that have brought you to this very moment in time as you hear these words. Every person you walk or drive past on the street has their own story. Every person in front of you in line at the grocery store has their own story. Every friend and work colleague in your life has their own story. The old man who lives up the street and wanders past my house each day has his own story. The girl on the bus sitting opposite me right now, who has tears in her eyes, she has her own story. The boy in the library who never stops laughing, even when his mother constantly asks him to be quiet, has his own story too. Think about the millions of moments, the series of events that leads each person across your path. Who are they really underneath that exterior? Where did they come from? What do they long for? What makes them tick? Will you ask? Life is a tapestry of people weaving in and out of your life. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Everyone has something to offer and share with you. Imagine treating every person you encounter, no matter how fleeting, as an intriguing story waiting to be told. But the story can only be told if someone asks to hear it. Will you ask? That person you see standing before you, no matter who they are, young or old, rich or poor, angry or kind, is like a blockbuster movie ready to enthrall you. But first you have to buy a ticket. Cocktail Conversations. As I stood in a room full of people at a cocktail party once, I realized that every opening conversation was dominated by this question, what do you do? We seek to understand and define people by their doing in the world. For some reason, we categorize and rank people's worth in this world by what they do. Does what you do matter more than who you are? No. What you do is only a small part of who you are. Do we care about each other enough, and are we interested enough in what we can learn from each other to stop asking, what do you do, and start asking, who are you? What is your story? So I'd love to ask you something, and I'm not asking a rhetorical question. I really want to know, what is your story? Where were you born? Where do you live now? What makes you smile? What is the most important life lesson you've learned so far? What is your deepest fear? What is your greatest dream for your life? Who are you? Normalizing the question. There's only one way that we can normalize this "what is your story" question in our society, and that is by starting to ask it and by each of us individually being willing to answer it wholeheartedly, knowing that the person asking it genuinely wants to know. Superficial chit-chat about what we do and what we own doesn't have to dominate our interactions with those closest to us or with complete strangers. I don't know you at all. You're a complete stranger to me, but I genuinely want to know your answers. I'll go first. Here's my story. I invite you to respond with your answers, supporting a movement to normalize caring more about who people are than what they do and own. I was born in Wellington, New Zealand. I have no fixed abode, as I sold my house and all my possessions in order to live nomadically. I'm currently staying in Marlborough, New Zealand with family, and I'm working on making Bali the next stop on my adventure. My nephews playing and loudly laughing their little hearts out is what makes me smile the most. The best lesson I've learned so far is that being exactly who I am is always more than enough, and comparing myself to others only robs the world of my uniqueness. My deepest fear is risking everything to follow my dream and then failing in the process. My greatest dream for my life is to move with an open mind, traveling and meeting as many people as possible, questioning and discovering as much about the world and life as I can, and continuing to write books and blogs to share those learnings. I am a spark of divinity, here having a life experience, as I believe we all are. Your turn. What is your story? You just listened to the post titled "One Question You Should Ask Everyone You Meet" by Bernadette Logue with marketangel.com. And this post has over 200 comments on it. It clearly resonated with people and they shared their stories, and something about it as I was reading it made me want to share this article with you. And for some reason I thought, I like this for the Christmas episode. Even though it's not about gift giving and reducing stress over the holidays or even gratitude or stuff like that, it just felt right to me for some reason. And it made me want to hear your story, just like she shared her own. And in fact, I'll start off with mine. I was born in South Orange County, California, just a few miles from where I live now, which is in South Orange County, California, still. But to be more specific, Irvine, California is where I live now. This is going to be cheesy and make me sound like I'm pandering to you, but what really makes me smile is hearing how you have been affected positively by this podcast. The most important lesson I've learned so far is probably about failure. It's something we're conditioned to avoid at all costs, but everything we learn, including life lessons themselves, stems from failure. And here's something deep and meta for you. Only by failing have I learned how important this life lesson is. My deepest fear, I talk about the reason I started this podcast, my fear of public speaking, performance anxiety, social anxiety, all that stuff. But I actually think my deepest fear is not leading a meaningful life. And so my greatest dream in life follows that, and that is to make a positive impact on other people's lives, but at the same time, doing something I enjoy and can make a living from, and while improving myself in the process, and I'm still working on all of that. Who am I? I'm a human like everyone else, a minimalist in training, looking to find answers and meaning and value and happiness and greatness while trying to help others find the same. So will you share your story with me and some oldies? And by oldies, I mean OLD listeners, that's Optimal Living Daily listeners if you're new here. Come share your story in a couple of sentences with me and our little family on Facebook, actually. It's a Facebook group, and if you heard this episode and it resonated with you like it did for me, then come by and share your story too. I really want to hear it. The shortcut to the Facebook group is oldpodcast.com/Facebook. And I'm sure you can also search inside of Facebook for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts and it'll pop up. Or again, just go to oldpodcast.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you there automatically. And that wraps it up for another Christmas episode of Optimal Living Daily. I actually don't even remember what I did last year for the Christmas episode. It was probably normal because the podcast was still really new at that point. Anyway, have a great rest of your weekend and I'll be back here tomorrow for Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, where your optimal life awaits.